Did you talk about your position on the referendum?
Yeah, I'd say vote yes.
Okay, can I ask you why?
Close the loop, basically. So it's this stupid thing that you have a child, the child you drop, the double the child automatically.
Why do you think people come here in the first place?
Well, a lot of them come here just to have the child, just to become our citizens.
Okay, alright.
And try and get them somewhere else.
That's fair enough, and I agree with you. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they are coming here to become Irish citizens.
Yeah.
But why do they want to become Irish citizens?
It's so handy. It's the handiest culture.
It's handy, but where are they coming from? It's very, very important that we look at the roots of the problem.
Yeah.
And these people are coming from post-colonial legacy, whether it's Nigeria, where economically, socio-economically, very, very disadvantaged, very corrupt society. The vast majority of the asylum seekers who come here are from, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq, Moldova, Nigeria. All right? Now, can I get...
And if people don't mind them, if they are genuine refugees.
You're being pro-refugees.
But the rest of the Jews are all against the system they put. They're not jail. They're not jail with someone that has just been welcomed to their country. That's not the country that he feels safe. If the children are jailed, they don't get right away with all people who are avoid them. I'm speaking fairly with all of us, and the refugees should be out of the country. That's the same, because there's people in there, fancy apartments, and there's people on the streets, Irish people. There's no Nigerians on the streets, there's no Americans on the streets.
Okay, and I think it's a good thing that there would be nobody on the streets. I work on small trust and Andrew Street, that they have a web hostel.
But our own should be looked after first.
Everybody should be looked after first.
But our own first.
And your channel, and you're going to support a referendum by a Fianna Fáil PD coalition that it violates many, many thousands of people in this country, and specifically in this city.
Is
Fianna Fáil PD selling charity, selling a commodity, not providing stable infrastructure for But everybody deserves shelter, everybody deserves the right to have
it. Anyone in England, if anyone from England is here now, that lives around and there's a lot of blacks, but they can't walk down their own streets now. But someone goes in a boys' shop, some more Joe South, some white boy over there. Next minute, it happens to be in a, say, Asian area or whatever, right? What happens? No one goes to the shop at all. Full stop, you just blank this fucking shop. The man has to need to sell out, one of them doing it. The areas are just like, that's just a pure them. You don't let anyone else get a foot off the ground. But if an Irish person and white people open up a shop in general, they're quite happy to serve anybody. But these people are not the same. They're in the agreement, they're looking at you. So what do you want? At the time, stand here, sort of, said to one, just call the police and tell them move. Move for what? It's just a move. What's your business? You've no business here. A business here, you're in Ireland, pal, it's free country. I fucking stand what I like. And that's what called the place.
Well, unfortunately, it's not going to be a free country if this referendum gets passed.
Yes, and I think it'll be better for the government.
Okay, so you're basically...
That's passed.
That's an oxymoron. It's a contradiction.
It should be just out. We cannot afford it. And there's no way the rich of the old people in this country, and the sick people in this country, should have to fucking suffer because they're letting in too many refugees, right? There's too many men in. For the size of our country, we cannot cope with as many refugees. They're trying to ram bleeding into rapes down our throat in the space of about 5 or 7 years. I mean, James, if you're in Nigeria or somewhere like that, it's a couple of whites. Yeah, there's no fucking white dummies in the middle. It's black dummies in the windows and everything like, you know. It's like, you know, it's half and half, you know.
Why does that matter?
Politically correct Ireland, you know. Where most people will stand over the starving Irish man on the ground when they put money in the box for Africa. You know, let's be honest about it, this is just a few home truths. This is basically what a lot of people think and just won't say.
I think it's fair enough that you stand and you make a decision.
And then a few of these people don't agree with me. They're telling the guard, that's fair enough. It's a very poor flight. And I know I represent an awful lot of people who we stand for, who happens to be most of Dublin, most of the world class people in Dublin. And I'm speaking the way most of them are treated, and they just haven't got the confidence for you to get up.
I think you're speaking subjectively, you're not speaking on anybody else's behalf here, that's for sure.
I'm speaking on behalf of Dublin people.
People.
I told you last week, pal. Don't make the comment like you did last week. You told me there was a fucking agent last week. Don't do it again. Okay. That's a person in ill tongues.
Like, if you do you that, agree with the Equal Estate Act, the legislation that came in 2000? Do you agree with the Equal Status Act, the travelling community could not be shown prejudice by, for example...
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask you, do you agree with the 8 other branches that people cannot be shown prejudice towards? That
like
would be...
You
do.
Like
you. Well, there's nine different segments to the jigsaw. One is being a member of the travelling community.
Yeah.
Another is gender, your family status, your marital status, your sexual orientation, and
if you want to get your business, get married, that's your own business. All them things.
So the only one that you would actually disagree with there, if I'm correct in saying, would be the race.
The race, oh yeah. Okay.
One out of them being nine parts.
The way they speak to people, they're more racist than we could ever be.
Do you know,
look at North, listen, I've seen them, I've been at the contact with them, believe me, they do not want to speak to us, they think we are white trash, the callers are white trash, okay? That's
I've been in contact with them too, and they've treated me fine.
Oh, fair play, you're one of the lucky ones.
I'm sorry, but if you treat them, they'll look like
the lucky ones. No, look, you run over.
You're saying you're upset with the party, people.
You run over, yeah, different part. You walk to Mill Street there now, you walk in toward the barbers. And you see how friendly they are with you. You see how friendly they are with you. I guarantee you won't be very friendly because they won't keep speaking themselves. They won't even speak unless they get money. Listen, you all speak English when it comes to money. Listen, you have an actual problem. Like, a lot of them have an actual problem. That's a fucking fact. Okay? Stand in the middle. Stand in the middle of the road, right? Ten of them there. We all deal with all this deep business, right? You won't smooth all the way with people. I've seen all people walking down towards them. You have to walk around them, you know? If I stop over here and have a chat with three or four friends from London, I move down with a guard at Section 8, right, public guard, I'm directing you to me, to move under Direction 8, okay? But you'll get 10 of them hanging around, fucking, and blocking the place up a bit, and another couple of Chinese up the road as well, and up the road go base, and the cops go, we'll buy them and leave them, so it does...